When life hands you lemons, make lemonade. It's a saying that's been attributed to Dale Carnegie, Julius Rosenwald, Albert Hubbard, and others. It's the proverbial phrase we all know that is used to encourage optimism and a positive can-do attitude in the face of adversity or misfortune. But I recently heard a monologue on this subject that I just can't get out of my head. Welcome to episode 191 of This Shit Works, a podcast dedicated to all things networking, relationship building, and business development. I'm your host, Julie Brown, speaker, author, and networking coach. And today I'm delving deep into the dark heart of marketing's power over public perception.
Welcome to This Shit Works, your weekly no-nonsense guide to networking your way to more friends, more adventures, and way more success. With your host, Julie Brown. Here we go.
In the Netflix series, The Fall of the House of Usher, there's a monologue that delves deep into the dark heart of marketing's power over public perception. It's a chilling reminder of how easily we can be swayed, manipulated, and controlled by the relentless barrage of advertising, branding, and propaganda that saturates our everyday lives. When life hands you lemons, make lemonade. The monologue happens in the middle of the show's third episode and belongs to the story's narrator, Roderick Usher. Roderick launches into a long and winding description of why "when life hands you lemons, make lemonade" is far too simplistic. Roderick answers at length. When life hands you lemons, make lemonade? No. First, you roll out a multimedia campaign to convince people lemons are incredibly scarce, which only works if you stockpile lemons, control the supply, then a media blitz. Lemon is the only way to say I love you. The must-have accessory for engagements or anniversaries. Roses are out, lemons are in. Billboards that say she won't have sex with you unless you've got lemons. You cut De Beers in on it. Limited edition lemon bracelets, yellow diamonds called lemon drops. You get Apple to call their new operating system OS Limon, a little accent over the O. You charge 40% more for organic lemons, 50% more for conflict-free lemons. You pack the Capitol with lemon lobbyists. You get a Kardashian to suck a lemon wedge in a leaked sex tape. Timothy Chalamet wears lemon shoes at Cannes. Get a hashtag campaign. Something isn't cool or tight or awesome. No, it's the lemons. Did you see that movie? Did you see that concert? It was effing lemon. Billie Eilish. Oh my God, hashtag lemon. You get Dr. Oz to recommend 4 lemons a day and a lemon suppository supplement to get rid of toxins because there's nothing scarier than toxins. Then you patent the seeds. You write a line of genetic code that makes the lemons look just a little more like tits. You get a gene patent for the tit lemon DNA sequence. You cross-pollinate, you get those seeds circulating in the wild, and then you sue the farmers for copyright infringement when that genetic code shows up on their land. Sit back, rake in the millions, and then, when you're done, when you've sold your lempire for a few billion dollars, then, and only then, you make some fucking lemonade. Now, there's a lot wrong with this monologue. Roses are always in. The Kardashian sex tape is so old it can legally purchase alcohol. Hashtags are so off-brand, especially for Billie Eilish. And Dr. Oz's credibility is in tatters, but you get it. The monologue delivers a satirical take on modern marketing and consumer culture, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head. I've thought about it over and over, and each time I get a little bit more depressed by how the world and consumers are so captivated by trends, how marketing can shape societal values. As Scraps from the Loft writer puts it, quote, "It's a powerful commentary on the lengths to which individuals and corporations will go to manufacture desire, manipulate markets, and commodify every aspect of human life, including emotions and relationships, and the pursuit of wealth and power," unquote. What we consume, where we put our money, is deeply personal. And this monologue made me do a double take and really begin to think about the companies and the motives behind the marketing. So, because I can't get it out of my head, I just wanted to share it with you because I just can't shake it. Okay. On to the drink of the week, which, of course, is going to be a lemon cocktail of some sort. One of my favorite lemon liqueurs is limoncello. So this week, we are indulging in a limoncello martini. Here's what you're going to need. 1.5 ounces or 3 tablespoons of limoncello, 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons of vodka, 1/2 ounce, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1/2 ounce, 1 tablespoon of simple syrup, which honestly, I don't think you need as limoncello is actually pretty sweet already, but I'm going to leave that up to you. What you're going to do is add the limoncello, vodka, lemon juice, and simple syrup to a cocktail shaker, fill with ice, and shake until cold. And then strain that into a martini glass and garnish with a lemon wedge. All right, friends, that's all for this week. If you like what you heard today, please leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Also, please remember to share the podcast to help it reach a larger audience. If you want more Julie Brown, you can find my book, This Shit Works, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can find me on LinkedIn at Julie Brown BD. Just let me know where you found me when you reach out. I am JulieBrown_BD on the Instagram, or you can just pop on over to my website, JulieBrownBD.com. Until next week. Cheers.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a tip. And remember, you can unapologetically be who you authentically are and still be wildly successful. That's a fact. See you next week on This Shit Works.